Let's talk about what happens after you hang up, because that's where most reps quietly lose the deal. Start with voicemail. Most voicemails get deleted before they even finish playing, so a good one is short, under 20 seconds, and it gives the person a reason to call you back instead of trying to tell your whole story. Time yourself the first few times you leave one, because 20 seconds goes by faster than you think. Say your phone number twice, slowly, once near the beginning and once at the end, because nobody rewinds a voicemail to catch a number they missed. Never pitch in a voicemail. You're not selling anything in that message. You're just giving them one specific relevant reason to pick up the phone next time. And here's the counterintuitive part. Give them permission not to call you back. Something like, if that's not something you're dealing with, no need to call back. It sounds like it would hurt your numbers, but it does the opposite, because it makes you sound like a real person respecting their time instead of a machine leaving the same message on 80 voicemails a day. And don't leave more than 2 or 3 voicemails over the course of a campaign. Past that point, you've stopped being persistent and started being a nuisance, and that's a different reputation entirely. Here's what that sounds like for EdenOS specifically. You'd say something like, this is your name with EdenOS. Here's your number. I'm calling because we've got an AI office assistant named Adam who answers and books calls for you, and I think it could save you some headaches. If that's not something you're dealing with, no need to call back. If it is, check us out at stayelite.com or call me back at your number. Thanks. Two things matter there. First, stayelite.com gives them somewhere to go, even if they never call you back at all. A curious prospect can find their own way to the demo booking page without you lifting a finger. Say the website slowly and clearly, the same way you say your phone number, because it's an unusual name, and they need to actually catch it. Stayily, all one word, .com. Second, never say the words free demo in a voicemail. Save that for when you've actually got them on the phone, where you can hand off properly and answer whatever what's the catch question comes up in real time. The voicemail's only job is to earn you a call back or a website visit. Everything else, the price, whether they need Adam or Eve, the demo itself, that all happens once they're actually talking to a human being. Now, the callback system. Here's the truth that surprises a lot of new reps. The people who hit their numbers month after month are almost never the ones with the flashiest pitch. They're the ones who follow up exactly when they said they would. That's it. That's most of the job. So walk through how that actually works situation by situation. If someone gave you a specific time to call back, call at that exact time, not 10 minutes late. That alone puts you ahead of almost every other caller they'll ever deal with, because almost nobody actually does it. If they told you to call back next quarter, log the date and call in the first week of that quarter. And when you do, reference your previous conversation by name and by detail so they know you actually remembered them. If they said call after the holidays, don't call the first week of January, because that's when everyone else calls too and you'll be buried in a pile of other callbacks. Call the second week instead. If there's a contract renewal date on file, call 60 days before it, not after. After is too late. The decision's already been made. If you get no answer and can't leave a voicemail, try a different time of day next time. Some people are morning people, some are afternoon people, so rotate through a few windows before you give up on a prospect. And if you get a clear no, take them off your active list and do not keep calling. It costs you nothing to respect that, and it costs you a lot. Reputation, goodwill, sometimes even a referral down the line if you don't. Last thing, this one matters more than people think, the notes you write down after every single call. Your memory is not going to survive 80 calls in a day. It just isn't. So the second you hang up, while it's still fresh, log a few specific things. Write down their name and the gatekeeper's name too, because that gatekeeper is someone you'll probably talk to again. Write down exactly what they said their problem was, in their own words, not your summary of it, because their exact phrasing is what you'll use to open the next conversation. Write down any objection they raised and how they raised it. Was it dismissive? Was it curious? Was it a real concern? Write down the specific next step and day you agreed to, because that's the whole callback system, depending on you actually having it written down. And if they offered you one personal detail, something small, write that down too. Because bringing it up on the second call makes you sound like someone who actually listened. And that alone makes the next conversation 10 times warmer than it would otherwise be.